I want to emphasize that this course is designed really as a kind of an introductory survey, just a sort of a touching of the surface of this whole incredibly deep and rich area of studies. And yet, I hope that we will be able to invite you into a long period of investigation in depth about these topics and these issues. By the end of tonight, I hope I'll be able to express to you some of the reasons why I think this particular kind of study is so important for us. I think perhaps more than ever today, in the contemporary situation in which we find ourselves. Let me just say one more word about myself and my interest in this. I have been interested in the comparative study of psychology and the human sciences in relationship to world mythology and world mythical traditions for what is now several decades. And so this is a topic great dearness to me, and it's one that I've spent a great deal of time working with, and I find that I am more and more interested in it as I proceed. So I hope you'll find the kind of questions we'll be raising as interesting and exciting as I do. Now let me just refer you to our method of procedure. I hope you've all got your catalog. Because what I want to do is pretty straightforward. Tonight I want to sort of set the scene, and I want us to get a sense through this work together of the variety, the incredible variety of attitudes toward and theories of mythology today. And I want to just say a little bit tonight about the incredible complexity of studies in this area. And then I want to give us tonight a kind of a as clear as possible differentiation between a Jungian perspective on the study of myth and all of the others, because it's radically different from all of the other approaches to mythology. And as I like to say to people, if Jung is right about some of the most fundamental assumptions that he has, then looking at myth has to, we have to look at myth for very different purposes and with different kind of expectancies about what we're going to find. So we're going to try to set that kind of context tonight, and I'll be laying out for you what I think the radical differences are between Jungian and non-Jungian approaches to myth. And then we will, before the break, I'll try to go fast so that before the break we can get most of this sort of introductory stuff in, and then we can discuss after you come back from the break. Then I want us to just briefly talk tonight about some of these different topics we'll be going through in the successive weeks, and how they sort of fit into the significance of the study of myth. Now, there are mythologies of everything. I have selected for our common work what I believe to be a coherent set of topics in myth that I think you'll be able to see how they fit together and how they articulate together in a Jungian approach to mythology. And so we will be dealing with each one of these in some depth. Now, I'm happy that you all showed up tonight, because I was kind of afraid after everybody saw that reading list that they published that it might decimate my class. But actually, what I wanted to do is to just share with you what I think is some really fine books for you to look into as you deepen your work on this. I'm not expecting to give you pop quizzes on these each week, but these are books which touch on some of these themes and topics. If you have an opportunity to look at them during our course, that would be great. But if you don't, this is something that you will be hopefully inspired to look into further. And as you take other courses deepen into this. So this is my thought about how we would proceed. Tonight we'll have this introduction, and then we will go from creation to the apocalypse in 6 weeks. And I think that if we really work together on that, you'll be able to see how this is related to the human struggle for selfhood and a just and peaceful community. And I think the way in which mythology relates to creativity and healing and the great themes of evil and chaos and disorder and so forth, I think that will become more and more evident.